From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The co-chairman of a bipartisan presidential commission are out with some tough new proposals to reduce the federal deficit. NPR's John Itzty says the panel is now considering the proposals ahead of Friday's vote.
The big sticking point for Democrats will be reductions in benefits for Social Security, or an increased retirement age, and some reductions in Medicare benefits. I think for Republicans, there'll be concerns about big cuts in defense spending and elimination of lots of tax deductions.
NPR's John Itzty. Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota and retiring Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire were the first elected officials to endorse this plan. Nearly 2 million Americans who've been out of work for up to 2 years are about to lose their unemployment insurance. Benefits start running out today unless Congress votes to extend the benefits again. But that idea is running into heavy opposition by Republicans and some conservative Democrats. Confronted with that reality, Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia implored his colleagues to take action now.
I don't know how morally we can leave this place. If we wait till next year, it won't happen.
The Federal Reserve forecasts the unemployment rate will remain around 9% for all of 2011. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for countries across Europe and the former Soviet Union to act more boldly to support the war effort in Afghanistan. Clinton was speaking at a summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. NPR's David Green says this is the first time in 11 years that the collection of European and former Soviet states has gathered.
There have long been doubts about whether the OSCE is relevant. The 56 members span the political spectrum from Western democracies to authoritarian regimes. Politics aside, Clinton said the organization must band together to promote a stable Afghanistan. Instability, she said, is a danger for all members. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, also at the meeting in Kazakhstan, echoed Clinton, saying the OSCE was losing its potential. As he said, we should put it straight. News from the summit included a commitment from the former Soviet state of Belarus to give up its stockpiles of enriched uranium left over from Soviet times. The U.S. vowed to help Belarus pay to get rid of the nuclear material by 2012. And Secretary Clinton said she spoke to other diplomats about thousands of State Department cables released by WikiLeaks. Clinton said she stressed that the leaks won't interfere with American diplomacy. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Encouraging sign for economic growth, the Labor Department reports productivity, which measures the amount of output for each hour of work, rose at an annual rate of 2.3% July to September. And we're seeing that playing out in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow was up 244 points at 11,250. NASDAQ up nearly 60. This is NPR. At least 5 possible acts of anti-Semitism have been reported over the last week on the campus of Indiana University. Sarah Whitmire with member station WFIU reports the FBI is among those investigating.
On 3 occasions, rocks have been thrown through the Jewish centers on Indiana University's Bloomington campus, and Hebrew books were taken from the library and into the bathrooms where they were flushed in the toilets. Rabbi Yehoshua Shinshulker is in charge of the Chabad Jewish Center on campus. He says he believes the acts are clearly being done to intimidate.
The scary part was the villain that threw the rock, and there was a girl upstairs doing her homework, sitting in front of a laptop. And only a feet away from her, the rock flew across. I don't want even to think about what could have happened.
The FBI and the Justice Department have gotten involved in the investigation because of its possible hate crime overtones. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Bloomington, Indiana.
The East Coast is bracing for a wintry mess already evident in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and points south. Tornado watches were posted in the greater Washington, D.C. area today. Thunderstorms and strong winds knocked out power to thousands of households in the Northeast. Some schools open late. This storm system is believed to have generated tornadoes reported from Louisiana to South Carolina since Monday. Dozens of homes were damaged or destroyed this week. Well, stocks began December on an up note following positive news about the economy. At last check, the Dow was up 246 points at 11,252. NASDAQ Composite Index up 58. It's at 2556. This is NPR.